Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major and Leo Lowenstein. We begin with Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One. Leo?
So based on the best-selling teen lit book about virtual reality and a dystopian future, this is the heavily awaited, very exciting kind of virtual reality action-adventure movie that a lot of teens have been waiting for. I don't think it's as great as it could be. It's not vintage Spielberg, but it's Spielberg sort of trying to get back at what he did best.
It's a very Willy Wonka for the virtual reality generation kind of a story. I enjoyed it. I was very engaged by it. It's certainly targeted to my generation with all of its pop culture references from the 80s and a little before and a little bit after. But it still feels like it's missing something, and I think it's missing old Spielberg.
Ready Player One, rated PG-13 in wide release. The Last Movie stars Burt Reynolds and Adam Rifkin's the writer-director. Wade?
Adam Rifkin basically designed a movie around Burt Reynolds so that he could play a very thinly veiled facsimile of himself in a movie about the melancholy of being an aging ex-movie star and looking back and the sadness of everything that you've lost. It takes some interesting turns, and it uses footage of Burt Reynolds from his previous movies and his previous talk show appearances. I thought it was very thoughtful and very touching.
The Last Movie Star is rated R, Lemley's Royal Theater, West L.A. The French drama Back to Burgundy is unrated. Wade?
A terrific movie by Cédric Clapiche, the French filmmaker who did the Auberge Espagnole trilogy over many years. This is just top-notch French filmmaking, a family drama set on a winery in the Burgundy area, two brothers and a sister trying to sort of resolve all of their family issues as their father is dying. It's a wonderful movie.
And it's playing at several of the Lemley theaters. Back to Burgundy is unrated. And the documentary The China Hustle takes us to Wall Street and a variety of Chinese companies that aren't what they seem. Jed Rothstein is the director. Leo?
This is a thrilling expose of how Americans and many investors were defrauded by these Chinese companies doing these reverse mergers that just absolutely sank them. Kind of a thriller, really, more than a documentary.
Yeah, it's a superb film about this almost organized crime operation that the Chinese government and other Chinese companies are running, where they are conning American investors and the SEC into thinking that these companies are worth significantly more than they are.
The China Hustle documentary is rated R for poor use of finances. The documentary is at the New Art Theater in West Los Angeles. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week here on KPCC.